What a wonderful day to be in God's house. I want you to turn to hymn number 495. We're going to play some musical chairs in the front for you here today. Let's see. On this one, Matt, you come on up here. Vicki, can you run over there to the piano? Yeah, let's just do this. This is there. You know, everybody's got those little things on their arm, how many steps you do. So now we're just trying to increase our steps up here, you know, like that. So this is a wonderful hymn of the church here. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. We as a congregation, let's sing the first verse, the chorus. Then we're going to ask Brother Matt if he'll sing the second verse for us there, okay? 495, it is well with my soul. Appreciate so much for doing that. We were practicing on Wednesday night, and coming up this Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we'll have choir practice again, and we might sing that song again just to go. I like it so much over there, like and doing. I love songs that you kind of put a little tap in your toe like that, get your spirit moving out there and going. I mean, I love the hymns. Trust me, I like those slow hymns. I like those ones that just move your heart. Later on, just a little bit, we're going to serve communion, and Vicki's going to play for us that wonderful hymn that we just sang a little earlier. His name is wonderful. It's 2:30 in your hymnals. If you want to get a jump start on things, you can just sit there and stare at it for the next 15 minutes. Pay no attention to what I say, but I just thank God through music. Doesn't matter how you sing, doesn't matter what kind of notes you make. I believe that God and music will bless your heart. I've been so tremendously thankful here at Mount Calvary for the wonderful folks we have using their talents for the glory of God. And every time when we have a little meet and greet over there and shake hands, I go to these musicians and tell them how much I appreciate that they are using their talent so that somebody out there can just feel something in here. I want to go to church and I want to feel something. I mean, I like seeing you people. I even got dressed up, put my tie on today. It's communion. I did it, tied it myself. Oh, I'm just proud. I love coming in. I love all the smiles. I love the handshakes. I love just catching up. I love that so many people, and we are so blessed here at Mount Calvary. I know when I walk in, I know that certain people are just going to have a smile upon their face, and it's just going to be a joy to see them. But I want to feel something from God. I want to feel that I have been in His house. I want to feel that I have heard His word. And I want to know without a shadow of a doubt that I have felt His presence. To me, that's what church is all about, folks. So privileged to stand in front of you in a church that believes in praying. I know that Sherry this morning, I know that she's, first thing she was doing, she was sending out, please have them pray for me. She didn't ask what song's going to be in the bulletin. Mm-mm. Nope. She didn't ask what that guy's going to talk about up front, whatever his name is. She didn't ask any of those things. She said, please, please ask them to pray for me. We're going to talk just a little bit about prayer, but also want to, I've been talking in the book of Psalms. I'm in the 40th Psalm here. I'm going to read you some verses. Many times I've preached on the beginning part here. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. I've preached on that. Set my feet upon a rock. And established my steps, He put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord.
wonderful thoughts, wonderful subjects to share God's word. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done. And I like this little phrase, and your thoughts toward us. Your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts to receive that you have for each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's people said, amen, amen, amen. So many times, and I know the most important thing in your life, is that God has forgiven you. The only way that you're able to approach that throne of grace, I have sinned, I have sinned, I will repent of my sins, I will come to you, and the Lord God Almighty, He will forgive. It's a concept called grace. The most beautiful concept in all of God's word is His grace that He has extended to us by sending His Son to die upon a cross. Grace, grace, grace. Not something that you earn, not something that you deserve, but something God freely gives to those who call upon Him. And I love a God that forgives, that allows me to have that eternal life, to see those loved ones. Oh my goodness, how wonderful, wonderful mind and thought and thinking about this past Wednesday night. We were talking about different ones in our congregation that went to be with the Lord. I was thinking back on dear Virginia Kirby over there and what a wonderful, wonderful personality she was. Just marvelous over there. I think about Pop here at the end of the month here on the 24th. He passed away 1 year ago and went to be with the Lord. And so many times that I was blessed by having to be as close to Him that I was. You have those wonderful thoughts. You have only because of God's grace and His forgiveness. But I'm also here to tell you, God is doing a lot more. He's doing a lot more than simply forgiving you. I read this. Once again, I go back to that. I should learn better terminology, but I still go back to that children's Bible. Sorry. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Wonderful thing. And I'm amazed about how God is thinking and doing and working for you and for me. So many times we like God to be like a, you know, like a genie in a bottle over there. You just make your prayer request, poof, the answer comes. Well, I hate to tell you, it doesn't work like that. I believe in a God that can perform mighty miracles. He can do them just like that. Most of the times, the things that I have prayed for, God has given me the answer in His own time. But God was still at work. Last year, I was involved in a surprise party. Everybody ever been to a surprise party? Come on, wave at me. Shame on you if you haven't been to one. You just pick out a day and you have a party for yourself and surprise yourself. You'll be amazed. We'll do. Surprise. And if you need water, if you need mints, I would say a toddy, but I'm in church. We can't do that. So many times. And you know, when it's a party, I get excited, and I love the thoughts of somebody having a surprise party. And I was involved in this. And people came, and I was involved with a gentleman who was arranging the surprise party. And he came to me. This is in confidence. Because it's going to be a surprise. Okay. And I was a part of that because I had to go to the room and look at it. Go, yeah, this is the room. This is the room. And I was involved on the music end, on what was going to be done. And I knew that there were all kind of pieces that had to take place for this surprise party to happen. You had to get decorations out there. You got to figure out what food's going to be served over there. Terry was there and he was kind enough to play the music and we were going to do this and we're going to make, and all this preparation went on at the same time when the individual that we were trying to do all this for had no knowledge. Now, the individual we were having this for, well, you know, in church, you can't say certain things. You can't say people or no, but this individual had the ministry of curiosity, let's say. Let me say it like that, you know. They were blessed with the ministry of curiosity. And he says, there ain't no way we're going to be able to do this and surprise her because she just wants to know everything. She is just all worried about the whole thing. So think about this. While she was worrying, we were working. We were just working. We were doing. And praise God, on a Sunday afternoon, the doors open and surprise, surprise, go on in. And that individual said that day that I have never felt more loved. Now think about that. So many times when you have something going on in your life and so many times when you have a challenge, you go to God in prayer. We did that this morning. I want to read you something over in the book of Philippians. It says, in the 4th chapter, in the 6th verse, it reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." Remember this, by everything in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. We did that this morning. We went to God. Somebody said, well, does he need to be informed? He knows your situation already, doesn't he? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But then when you read the next verse, you start to better understand. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When I have that issue, when I have that question, when I have that thing that disturbs me, I am to go to God and to pray. Letting him know with thanksgiving my petitions. And what will he do? He will put the peace within my heart. Give it to God. So many times you'll be worried about that stuff. I was amazed last year how all this work was going on. It was all for one individual, and that individual had no idea what was being done. But then the doors opened and surprise, 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 it was all worth it. What should you do when God is working? And God is working in your behalf all the time. He's working all the time. He's working when you just mention to him that need that you have, that thing that you want within your heart. What should you do? Number one, you got to tell him. It's just a simple conversation. God, I need you. I need you. So many times we tell him, and I like to have updates. God, I would like for you to send me your itinerary so I know exactly how you're moving along on this point. He doesn't quite do that. I pray specifically, God, I want you to do this in a way. And so many times God opens the door and says, surprise. He didn't do it exactly the way that I wanted it done. He did it in the way that it should have been done. Surprise, surprise. And he also expects you to be active. Well, I'm just going to pray and see what God does. No. This morning you sang in the hymn book, hymn number 52. Anybody remember that? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. During the time that I have let him know, I am expected to continue on and be active in my faith. He may want you to soar like an eagle. He may want you to tell people that, you know what? I'm dealing with this thing, but the glory is going to go all to God. I was moved when I heard of praises back there. Helen said an individual that you prayed for. And seeing that individual, and it looked so radiant, how God, you would never know what they've been through, but they give the full, complete glory to God and the prayers that have been offered up to Him. I am going to be active at the same time that I am waiting for the answer. Surprise. Surprise. We try to take God and put him in a little box over here. We have certain things in the way that we like for him to do it. And we're amazed that later on, each and every one of you, if I sat down and had a conversation with you, you could tell me times in your life that God met the need of your heart in the way that you needed to be fed. He allowed the individual to call the one that you needed to hear from. He let that opportunity to open up just when you need it. Just a moment, we're going to serve communion. This is where it begins, folks. This is our opportunity to tell God that we thank Him for what He did. We serve a small wafer representing a body that was broken upon that cross. We serve a small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed, the blood of Jesus that was shed for you and I. We begin by thanking Him. And then I encourage you that if you're going through something, you're going through a difficulty, you don't think that God hears, trust me, many times, and I'll say most of the time, He's hard at work. Get ready, because pretty soon you're going to hear surprise, surprise, surprise. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask at this time that you said in your word that simply we should ask you to bless this wafer representing the body, bless this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. Heavenly Father, allow us to simply look to you with thanksgiving in our hearts. A thank you for what you did for us so many years ago. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen and amen. We're going to serve communion here in just a moment. We'll ask that you all wait, and we'll be served, and we'll break the wafer together like that. Now, Miss Vicki, if you'll turn to that 2:30, I'd love for you to play that.